We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Peites Amud Aleph, and we are starting the Mishnah on Daf Peites Amud Beis. Talk the Mishnah. Neda Amono Agrusha Yokum Aleha, Ketzad. Says in the Pasuk that a Neda of Amono Agrusha that has no one who can make for her Neder. So what's the example? Like the Ran explains, it's not talking about Amono Agrusha without a husband, because that's Pashit, that there's no one to make for the Nedarim. What's the Chiddush? It says, Neda Amono Agrusha Yokum Aleha, it's all Merak Mekuyim. Of course, there's no one else to make a Hafara. So Ketzad, Amra Harin is Zira Lacha Shloshim Yoyim. The case was, she was Amono Agrusha, and she made a neder that in 30 days, I'm going to become a Nazir. After she gets married within 30 days, that means when the neder is being chal, when the chalos neder happens, she'll already be married. Still, any yachal hafer. It cannot be made for. The husband cannot be made for. Why not? Because a husband can only be made for nedarim that is dear b'shas da amira, but not b'shas da chalos. Because we go b'shas da amira, not b'shas da chalos. We go b'shas when you made the neder, and then they have to be married that time. Then the husband. Now, the husband gets married afterwards, made for b'koidman, and the lach is, it can't be made for b'koidman. It can't be made for the nedarim that were there from before they got married. Nodar of b'shas da baal, if she makes the neder, and she's b'shas da baal, then made for law, Ketzah, what's the example? Omra, Rein, Nizir, Lachalam, Af, Bishonis, Armlin, Iskarash, Obsek, Lam, Rein, Zemufar. Let's say the opposite case. She makes a Nazir, she becomes a Nazir after 30 days. By that time already, she's divorced or she lost her husband. The law is, her husband, Hafara, that he makes, B'shasta Amira, works, even though B'shasta Chalois, the husband was not here anymore. Either through a Gerishin or Amana, still the Lacha works. Why? Again, we go Basar Amira, not Basar Chaloi. So, style Lechurma, style Lekula, we go Basar Amira. We go Lekula, that even though B'shasta Chaloi already did not marry, the Hafara works. And you go Lechumra, that if you only get married B'shas the Chaloi, that's not enough. Nod Rabbi Yoim, Nisgarish Rabbi Yoim, if she made an edder that day, Nisgarish Rabbi Yoim, she got a divorce that day, Hechzir Rabbi Yoim, and she returned to that day, and Yachal Hafer. It cannot be made for. Why? Because the case here was that she made a neder, and she was washing a neder, she was in a suah. Now, if she's in a suah already, then she leaves her father's shus. So now she's in this garsha, and he wasn't made for the neder. And the same day, he took her back. You know what the halacha is? He cannot be made for a neder anymore. Why not? The reason is because clapping him, it's made for b'koidman. That neder was from the first marriage. You can't be made for neder from first marriage. The only time you can make for b'koidman is arus with the father. Here, even if it's only arusa here, he will not be able to make for it. Why not? Because since she was in a suah the first time, she left the father's reshus. If she left the father's reshus, the father has no kayach anymore to be made for the darm. That's a zah klal. Because once she goes to own reshus, for example, through nesuin, Eina Yachal Hafi cannot be Mefer. And the Chiddush of Bai B'Yayim, the Ran explains, is even though the same day she was Rishus Aviyah that day, still after Nesuin she leaves the Rishus, and there's no Takan anymore on that day, even though that day, beginning of that day, she started off with the Parah Rishus. That day she got an Erisin and Nesuin, she got divorced and redid an Erisin. The Lachah is the father can't do it anymore. Once it's a Nesuin, she leaves the father's reshus. And again, the husband can't do the hafar anymore because the husband cannot be mefer after, for neder from the last marriage, because that's ain mefer b'koidmin. He cannot be mefer for nedarim that were there from before. Zakta Gemara. So you had in our Mishnah that our Mishnah said, we go bust the Amir Saneder. If the Amir Saneder, they were married, then the hafar works. If B'shas the Amir, they're not married, the hafar does not work. So Tanya, look at the Braisa. Amono v'grusha sha'amra harein ezira l'kashay nasei v'nisas. If it says in the pasuk that Amono Grusha Shamra. It says the brayso is like this: Amono Grusha Shamra Harin Zira Lash Kuzanase. It's a little bit different than our Mishnah. Tiny bit different. She says, right now she's not married. She says that I'm gonna be a Nazira when I get married. Venisas, and she gets married. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Yofer, you can be made for. Because Shmuel says you go pass the chalois. L'maisa b'shas the chalois. She was married already. She has a husband, so the husband can be made for it when he gets married, because it's only chal when they get married. Rabbi Kiva, Imra lo yafi, it can't be made for. Why? Because v'shas the amira of the neder, v'shas when she made the neder, the halach is, v'shas when she made the neder, she was not married, and therefore, the halach is that the husband can have a mefer, because that's called mefer b'koidman. V'simana yalili is going on, it's going to say, yafir lo yafir, lo yafir yafir, because now it's the opposite case. What about Eishish Ish Amra Rina Zero Kishish Karish? Eishish says, I'm going to become a nozer when I get divorced. But this guy, she got divorced. Rishman lo yafir, Rishman says, it can't be made for. Why not? Because when she gets divorced, that's when it's chal, and he goes, what's the chalois? Sila kula, sila chumra. Basra chalois is she's not married anymore when the Nazirus is chalas after the gerushin. Therefore, lo yofer. Rabbi Akiva Amar yofer. Why? Because b'shas when she made the neder, she was married. He came mayfair while they're married, even though it wasn't chal yet. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, I'm right. Harei oimer neder amono v'grusha. Like the Ran and let's finish. Actually, neder b'shas amono v'gerushin. And the Ran explains neder is loshen chalos haneder. So therefore, it's mashva that the neder has to be the chalos is b'shas amono grusha. But if the chalos neder is while they're married, then you could do hafar. Because isn't the pasuk neder amono grusha? Kasha also nafsha yakum alehad. It's automatically mekuyim. You can't be made for it. That's dafka when it's chal. That's Rav Shmuel. Rav Kiva says no. Making the neder. If she makes the neder while she's amana gerishin, that is when it's not shayach hafara. But if she makes the neder while she's married, even though it was not chal yet, the lacha is the husband can make the hafara. So Rav Chista, our Mishnah, this is Rav Kivi. Like we learned our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, go for Sarah Amira. Who's that? It's Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva goes for Chalois Amira. Our Mishnah, obviously, is Rav Kiva. That's what Rav Chista says. Abai says, no. Abai, I'm filled with Rav Shmuel. Masnisim is a little bit different than the Braisa. Masnisim, Talinafshe B'yoymi. Braisa, Talinafshe B'nesuan. Why? What's the difference? Gemara explains. Sham Yoymi V'li Nisgarsha, Sham Yoymi V'li Minsava. The case of the Mishnah is, he said, I'm going to be a Nazir in 30 days. So it's possible that Amira and the Chalais to be in the same status. Let's say, for example, she made this Amira while she was a Amana. So it's very possible 30 days she won't be married. And she'll be the same status of being single after 30 days. So there you go Basar Amira maybe. There as well we can go Basar Amira. Or a case where she's married and she says, I raise you Achal Anyam. Since both of them can have while she's married, she go Basar Amira. Now she in the Braisa, the neder was set up in a way that the chalos will automatically be different than the zman of Amira. Because she said, Harei Zira, La'acha Shana Nasa, you have to go married. So she's clearly saying to be different Rishos. That is weird. It's a stira of two things, the Amira to the chalos. Shmuel says, go back to the chalos. So therefore, maybe it's even Rabbi Shmuel, but our Mishnah is talking about a case where it was 30 days. By 30 days, it's possible that it could be in the same Rishos. Reading Psalm one time it says, "My season time after Jamie, Bryce that time after Masun." By our Mishnah, Shom Yom Yom Nisgarish is possible to finish 30 days without being Nisgarish. Shom Yom Yom Nisvah finish 30 days without being married. So therefore, it's possible to be the same Rishus. The Ran says he passed like Rabbi Kiva, and therefore, even if she says Harei Nezira LeKashrei Nasei or Kashrei Nisgarish, he go Basar Amira, not Basar Chalois, Sai LeKula and Sai LeChumra. The end of the Mishnah said that Zeh Klal calls Yotze Shus Asper Shachas Niyachal Alfer. Any time she goes to Omer Shus, she becomes an Asua. She leaves her father Shus. The father can't be made for anymore. And we have the exact same lashon before Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph also. There Daf Ayin Aleph Perek Nayim Rosh. Also Zeh Klal calls Yotze Shus Asper Shachas Avir Ba'alaf Achir Achram Avir Adarav. Basically the same exact lashon, a little bit different, but basically the same Zeh Klal. One Zeh Klal that or the father could do it. So what's these two Zaklals coming to Marva? So Gemara explains. Zaklal Tani Gabi Nairam Rasa. The Zaklal says in Perak Nairam Rasa, which is teaching us, anytime she does not leave yet, her father shows the father could be made for her. So what are we talking about? Lasuye Halakha Av Mistuchi Abal. Oishahokasuke Av Mistuchi Abal. We know something called Chuppah. Chuppah makes the suun. So let's say the father sends the daughter to the chuppah. So if the Av went with the Shluchei Abal, the Baal sent messengers to pick up the Naira, but the father went along. Or the father Shluchei went with the Shluchei Abal. It's not considered she left the Rishus yet, and therefore the father could still be made for the Nedarim. Until the father completely lets go, it's not called the Nesuin. So if the father himself goes with Shluchei Abal, or Shluchei Av goes with the Shluchei Abal, then the halacha is that they're still the father still has Rishus to be made for the Nedarim together with the Arus. B'nayim Rasa. Let's read this in Psalm one time. Zekal Tanu Kavanai Rasa Lasuya Holokam Shuka Baal Shoka Shukam Shuka Baal. B'nayim Rasa, B'nayim Rasa, via Baal and Fear of the Rada. Both the father and the Baal could still be made for the Nedarim because it's not called relinquishing your Rishus by giving it over to the Shluchi Baal if you go along. Zekal by us that says that it does leave the Rishus, the Ktani. Gabi Veil and Adarim, it says in our parak, Veil and Adarim, La Suye, Masa Av Shuche Baal, Shem Masa Shuche Av Shuche Baal. The chiddush is that even not a chuppah, just being Masar, the Av just giving her over to Shluchi Baal, or the Shluchi Av giving it to the Shluchi Baal, ain't a Baal made for a Kaidman, ain't a Baal made for a Kaidman, the Baal can't be made for, and the father loses her shus. Like the Ran explains, the kivin shem masro lahem shuv ein lavir shuspa. Davli hach mesira. This is mesira kinesuin. It's mamash like nesuin. And the medayi from the Ran, it's mashma that's like nesuin. And now, if she makes a neder now at this time, the Baal himself will be able to do the hafara. Shabal meif medarim shetidav nesuin veelach. Avon adarim shenadur kvar loy shenib baal meif bekaidman. Uvshutus av nami loy the hach mesira yosvus avia v'shuv ein lishuspa. This is machlokes shoshanim. Some say that Masra Av, Lashur Chabal, is not enough of an Asuin. It's enough to leave his Rishos, but it's not enough to go into Baal's Rishos. We had this in Mesach HaSubis, a whole Machlokes about this, really Machlokes HaMarayim about this. Baal Kabanim, our Gemara is saying over here, that Mesira Sa'av, Lashur Chabal, is considered a Mesira, and considered an Asuin, and that's what Zach Klaus goes to Marah, but any time he gives it over, that's called a Nesuin, that's called a Mesira, over to the Baal's Rishos.